It is one of broadcast television's Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not run comedies after 10 p.m. But this Thursday, NBC will break that rule. The network has scheduled back-to-back comedies from 10 to 11. ABC plans to do the same in April. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein explains why.
Watching comedy at 10 p.m. might seem a lot like eating pizza for breakfast. There's no reason you can't, but I just don't. But it's a show that relentlessly mocks the TV industry that's about to break this sacred barrier, NBC's 30 Rock.
Where are Tracy and Jenna? We're supposed to be rehearsing.
Sorry we haven't had time to get into our costumes yet.
30 Rock and Outsourced are moving in at 10 o'clock because the show NBC wanted to put there had production delays, and NBC had more comedies than they knew what to do with. It's been 20 years since comedies have shown up this late in primetime, because the conventional wisdom has always been that dramas belong at 10 o'clock. Think back to ancient television history, and you'll recall some of the great successes NBC has enjoyed in that hour, like L.A. Law and Law & Order. The hit medical drama ER stayed in that slot for 15 years.
Surgery's on its way!
Pulse is weak!
Spin or crit right away!
But now, 10 o'clock is on life support, and not just at NBC. Ratings have cratered, and there's no one reason why. But here's two to consider. 10 is often when people with digital video recorders watch programs they've been saving. And cable channels often put their strongest programs on at 10 o'clock, like MTV's Jersey Shore. There is some logic behind having hour-long shows at 10. You risk giving viewers a reason to turn the TV off at 10:30 just by stopping one show and starting another. Keeping the 10 o'clock audience around at 11 makes the affiliates happy because more viewers could stick around for the local news. And it makes sense that NBC be the first one to try this. They had a disaster 2 years ago with the Jay Leno show, five nights a week at 10 o'clock. There's no reason NBC can't make comedy work after 10. At the end of the day, good TV is good TV, even when it's quite literally at the end of the day.
Andrew Wallenstein is senior editor for the website Paid Content.
You're listening to All Things Considered.